Mitch Widmar here with you on AM 1450 KATE. We're going to continue on with our fall prep sports preview, and we're happy to be joined by our next guest. It is Albert Lea volleyball coach Kathy Bauman. Coach, we appreciate the time. I believe this is year two for you as the head coach of the volleyball program at Albert Lea. What's different already heading into this year compared to last?
Well, we knew that we had to make some replacements from last year because we had five seniors that graduated, and they all played quite a bit. So we've had to do a little bit of rearranging and things like that to kind of maximize our offense and defense.
For those players that you do have returning outside of the seniors that you just mentioned, how much does the familiarity help now that you're, you know, there's not turnover with another new head coach, you're back for another year?
I think that helps a lot. The girls are really excited. I had a lot more girls in for summer practices this year than last year, so exciting, I think, to see all of those girls that want to come in and compete and just get better at their skills.
Is there one thing, the group of seniors that graduated last year, what do you think will be missed the most with all of them?
We had some really good offense and defensive players as well. But to be honest with you, kind of the way I've been describing to these girls too, you know, we've been really working on trying to find our grit and really get excited and be aggressive on the court. And that's one thing that I feel like will be a step up this year because we've already had 1 year under our belt. That was something we were working on last year. So I think that is actually, like I said, it's a step up from last year in terms of what we're doing because we can't necessarily, you know, keep the same girls. We've got to look at this as a new team, and we're going to move forward, and we're really excited about it.
You mentioned summer practices that you guys have had so far, and I know the official beginning of the fall prep sports season began today. What did stand out to you in those summer practices that were held?
Just like I said, the number of girls that were coming, I think, was really important because it shows that they have a lot of excitement about the sport, that they're showing their commitment to it, and I think that that's a good example for some of the younger girls coming in, too. But I would have to say we've worked a lot on individual skill work and really trying to kind of really like hone in on the details, and that has helped a lot. We've worked a lot on blocking, some on offense, more on defense. Passing, though, is really important. So just seeing some of those like fine-tuned or doing some fine-tuning, I should say, to our skills, and so that's been really exciting to see that growth.
Albert Lea volleyball coach Kathy Bauman, our guest here on AM 1450 KAT, as we continue on with our fall prep sports preview. You mentioned the graduating seniors, so I'm curious, if you don't mind me asking, who are some of the key returning players that we will be seeing in person, reading about, and hearing about this year?
Some of our starters from last year include like Alex Ekstrom and Dora. And I would have to say, too, we've got Michaela as our setter is coming back in. Some of our girls we ended up having to pull up from JV last year because we had injuries, and so I feel like they have a lot of experience under their belt, too. Jenna Seavey, Kaylee Van Riper, you know, we've got more. I would say defensively in the back row, we were a little bit questioning, but we had gone into team camp and moved some girls around, and we've been seeing really, really good things. So I'm really excited to get started, especially today.
Last season, the record was 8-14. Do you have expectations for this team this year? Anything that's been discussed?
The girls have already come up with their goals for this season, and so they would like over a 500 season, which I think is an attainable goal for sure. Of course, we'd like to blow that out of the water, but that's I think that's a goal that we're really have our eyes set on. They want to start strong and finish strong. That's part of their legacy. They did some goal writing up at team camp, so that's been kind of a good, I think, a good beginning for us.
What to you is the next step for the Albert Lea volleyball program if we kind of zoom out the microscope one step further back?
I would really like to see them become even more competitive in the Big Nine. I know that we're the smallest school, I believe, amongst the Big Nine conference, but I think that we have a lot to offer with our athletes. I think just a matter of like their conviction and their heart that they're putting into this, but also finding that grit and really knowing that they have a place in this conference and We saw some good things happen up at team camp that we were excited about, and I just think that we, you know, need to keep building that idea. I want that to be, I want volleyball to be something that the people in the community are excited about, and they want to come and watch those girls too, because they've got a lot to offer.
Kathy Bauman, the Albert Lee volleyball coach, our guest today here on AM 1450, our fall prep sports preview. So when they came up with that goal as a united group, they want to finish over 500 this year. Did that catch you off guard at all, or was it kind of in line with maybe some of the things you were thinking? You're like, all right, let's go attack and get this done.
I think it's in line in what I was thinking too. I was excited to see that over the last few years we've been improving our record a little bit. So I just think that they need to go out there and realize that this is something for them to go out and get rather than something that will happen to them. They're going to make it happen, and so I'm really excited about that. I'm glad that they see that, and I think that that's our possibilities and are just endless if they keep with that same attitude.
You had mentioned you guys are the smallest school or smallest team in the Big Nine. Are there any? Can you try to like flip that around and turn it into an optimistic view to try to relay something to your team? Like, is there anything positive to take away from that, or is it difficult?
I think actually the positive to take away is that we get to fight that much harder, and we're going to surprise people, I think. So to take a look at that and just realize that it's not necessarily how many people you have to pick from, it's the people that are on your team. And if we can play as a team and we keep that team mentality intact, I think that we can go really far because the girls really want this. They know that it takes a lot of hard work. We have some breakdowns once in a while, and that just happens in the game. You're up and downs, but we're hoping to basically climb that mountain to our goal. So.
What are the checklist items, things that you want to see accomplished as practices get underway before you have that season opener?
Well, for sure to find out who we have playing in which spots. We have some opportunities right now to move some people around a little bit, and it's a matter of having to step up as leaders and things like that to make sure that we're making the best choices that we can. And I would say that I'm just looking forward more to, I want to see our passing improve. That's always something, it doesn't matter what team or who you are, passing is just key. But just that mentality, that team mentality and mental toughness, I think, too, are some things, because I think that that will help us in the long run.
We'll finish up with a few points. What are the strengths of this team? And I know it might be unfair to ask you that. It's the middle of August. You guys are just getting practices underway. You haven't played a game. But what do you look at certain areas on this team and say, man, I'm feeling really good about this heading into the year?
I'm excited to see the girls' excitement. Like I said, last year we talked a lot about needing to have that grit on our team, and the girls are really wanting to go out and get it. Like, they're asking to practice more. When practice is done, can we go a little bit longer? They're recognizing some of the things that they need to fix, and just being able to do that is a pretty, I think, not only mature, but just... it's really important to be able to look at your mistakes and want to fix them rather than think that, oh, man, that's just not working for me. And to see that kind of attitude come out of those girls, I think, is going to take us far. I really do.
One word to describe the vibe of the team heading into the year. If I had you choose one word, what would it be?
I have all kinds of good things. I want to say grit. That's our goal, so that's what we're going for.
And then when you look back on this year, when it's all said and done, outside of that main goal of being over 500, I guess I can ask as a question to layer onto it, are there any other goals for this team, and what will you look back on at the end of this year and say, like, man, we put our stamp on this season? Like, what would have you saying, we put our stamp on this season, it was a success?
I think, you know, obviously meeting that goal, but there's obviously smaller, you know, individual matches and things like that. We know that we're going to see some tough people coming up here again. Last year we started out really strong in terms of Burnsville and Owatonna. So, of course, we want to start out our season strong and be able to ride on that rather than kind of, you know, get down and have to dig ourselves out a little bit. So I think that some of our goals just have to do with, like, individual teams and our performance against those teams.
Season opener is fast approaching. Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck getting things going.
Thank you so much.
More next right here on Kate.